Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This hour, we're celebrating the bad boy of the bassoon, Michael McCraw, in honor of his birthday on October 19th. Join us as we explore music for low double reed instruments, played by one of their most passionate advocates. Our featured release is a recording of Unaccompanied Bach from Baroque violinist Stanley Ritchie.
Thank you.
We heard the first movement, an allemande, of Bach's Partita No. 2 in D minor for solo violin, performed by Stanley Ritchie. For our program this hour, assistant Harmonia producer Wendy Gillespie sat down with her old friend and colleague Michael McCraw to talk about his life and career. I'll turn the mic over to her now.
In the interest of full disclosure, I must confess that I've known Michael McCraw since about 1974. I had returned to New York City from study in Europe, and Michael was several years away from moving to Germany. We were freelance musicians in the heady days when, for instance, one got paid to make a recording. McCraw's musical career began when he was 5 years old, the child of a fiddler and banjo picker in the Blue Ridge Mountains of South Carolina, which made me wonder how he learned to read music.
From listening to my family sing on Sunday afternoons with my Aunt Tessie playing the piano, and then she would leave the music on the piano and I would go afterwards and just sort of put two and two together. And that's when my grandmother noticed and said, "This young man is getting piano lessons." So she actually, if I practiced half hour a day, she gave me $1 a week, which was a lot for a 5-year-old kid at that time. And I remember I put an alarm clock on top of the piano, and the minute it rang, my hands went flying into the air, and, well, depending on the weather, I can remember sometimes going and grabbing my roller skates and going out on the sidewalk.
After beginning a music education degree in college, Michael realized that he wanted to pursue performance seriously, so he transferred to the recently opened North Carolina School of the Arts. Upon graduation, he went to New York City to pursue further studies and quickly became an active freelance musician. Michael McCraw was one of the first bassoon players to go over to what we historical performance practitioners affectionately called the dark side. By 1973, Michael had become interested in early repertory and had taken up the Baroque bassoon. There were no teachers for that instrument at the time, so he taught himself to play and make reeds for it, reading treatises and letting the instrument teach him how it wanted to be played. He went to Cologne in 1979 as an experiment and ended up staying in Europe until 1991, building a busy career performing and recording with many of the best early music ensembles in Europe. From Germany, McCraw moved to Toronto to become principal bassoonist in the period instrument ensemble Tafelmusik, where he stayed until 2004, when his adjunct teaching position at Indiana University evolved into a full-time tenured professorship. McCraw's favorite orchestral experience was his first bassoonist at the Drottningholm Theater in Stockholm, that extraordinary theater with surviving 18th-century stage machinery.
During my 12 years in Germany, 7 summers, I was lucky enough to spend the summer in Stockholm playing in the orchestra for Mozart operas in the Drottningholm Court Theater. Now, the Drottningholm Court Theater, in some ways, the most important differences are visual ones. In a modern opera house, when the scene changes in a Mozart opera, we have to stop everything while complicated machinery turns things around. And in the Drottningholm Theater, all of the scenery is painted on panels that slide in and out. So you just have to have two people with strong arms and the panels on ropes on either end of the stage. And in a split second, you can be plunged from the inside of the castle into the forest, if that's what's needed. But acoustically, the Drottningholm Theater is very dry. Good for classical music, but it means you have to play beautifully.
Bassoon, Mozart opera, the opening of the Sinfonia of La Nozze di Figaro. Thank you. We heard the Sinfonia to Mozart's Le Nozze di Figaro in a 1988 Wasolier recording by the musicians of Drottningholm Court Theatre Orchestra, with Michael McCraw playing bassoon. One of McCraw's closest friends throughout his career was the oboist Washington McLean. In 2012, the two friends participated in an earlymusic.com recording of music by a student of Francois Couperin named Francois Chauvin. Let's celebrate their musical friendship with two short movements from this Canadian CD. First, the Sarabande en Rondo called La Mélancolique, then a Gavotte en Rondo. Just heard Michael McCraw and Washington McLean playing music from Francois Chauvin's 1717 publication called Tibiades on Les Nouveaux Bijoux, an earlymusic.com recording from 2012. Asked to name his favorite among his many recordings, Michael McCraw replies,
"Not really. I would have to name several, and I'll sort of go in order. My very early recording, before I ever had a Baroque bassoon in my hands, of Glinka Trio Pathétique for clarinet, bassoon, and piano, and my recording with Manfredo Kramer and Elizabeth Wright, and, in fact, my Vivaldi Concerti with Seattle Baroque Orchestra."
Glinka is frightfully modern for a program like Harmonia, and our time is limited, so let's let Michael tell us about the origins of his recording with Manfredo Kramer and Elizabeth Wright.
Well, I met Argentinian violinist Manfredo Kramer during my days in Germany. We were both members of Musica Antiqua Köln, and we pledged way back then to do a recording of 17th century, you know, virtuoso violin and bassoon music, and years later we finally did it. And I was very happy that Elizabeth Wright could go to South America with us. We made the recording in Venezuela, actually, and then afterwards traveled to Argentina, to Córdoba, Manfredo's city, and we gave master classes and did a concert of this music there as well.
Listen now as Michael McCraw, playing on the dulcian, a predecessor of the bassoon, engages in a musical conversation with violinist Manfredo Kramer in Dario Castello's Sonata Ottava from his second book of sonatas published in 1644. You'll hear the two voices, supported by harpsichord and theorbo, exchanging virtuosic passaggi and diminutions. We heard Michael McCraw, dulcian, Manfredo Kramer, violin, Elizabeth Wright, harpsichord, and Dolores Costoya, the orbo, playing the Sonata Ottava of Dario Castello from his second book of sonatas.
That was Harmonia assistant producer Wendy Gillespie speaking with her old friend Michael McCraw. Our playlist, podcasts, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour on Harmonia, our assistant producer Wendy Gillespie is talking with her old friend Michael McCraw about his life and career.
It is one of life's delicious ironies that most of the music we hear today is not a single complete performance of anything, since much music we play invites many different possible performances. Live performance also used to figure much more prominently in radio, so let's connect a few more historical dots and welcome the opportunity to hear Michael McCraw in a live, unedited performance from 2004 at the Jacobs School of Music in Bloomington, Indiana, with Elizabeth Wright playing harpsichord. The duo performed Christoph Schaffrath's duetto in G minor for bassoon and harpsichord. Thank you. Heard part of a live performance recorded in 2004 by Elizabeth Wright harpsichord and Michael McCraw bassoon, playing the first and last movements of the duetto in G minor for bassoon and harpsichord by Christoph Schaffrath. I asked Michael about the sobriquet in which he so delights.
Yes, it was my recording of Vivaldi Bassoon Concerti with the Seattle Baroque Orchestra. And one particular review in the monthly publication of the International Double Reed Society, that magazine called very simply The Double Reed. And this reviewer wrote, "State of the art, as I would expect from Michael McCraw and the Seattle Baroque Orchestra. But who does Michael McCraw think he is, taking such liberties with the rhythm and sliding from note to note? Does he think he's a jazz saxophonist? Or Billie Holiday, or what?" Well, with no reservations whatsoever, best Vivaldi recording to date. But I think we have to name Michael McCraw the bad boy of the bassoon.
Let's hear a movement of the Vivaldi Bassoon Concerto in D minor played by the bad boy himself with the Seattle Baroque Orchestra. No shortage of rubato and portato here. Thank you. We heard the first movement of Antonio Vivaldi's Bassoon Concerto in D minor, played by Michael McCraw and the Seattle Baroque Orchestra, led by Ingrid Matthews, from their 2001 Centaur recording. Michael McCraw's long career as a performer ended on May 30, 2014, when he was hit by a car and sustained a traumatic brain injury. Sadly, the accident happened 2 days before Michael's official retirement from the Jacobs School of Music and rudely curtailed his many plans to travel, perform, and teach. Today, Michael McCraw lives a very quiet life in Bloomington, Indiana, eagerly awaiting visits from friends and former students. Even now, though, Michael's memory is much better than those of many of his contemporaries. He is a regular participant and indeed winner on Ether Game, a weekly musical game show on his local NPR station, WFIU. Contestants choose nom de guerre for the program, and Michael McCraw's is, what else, the bad boy of the bassoon.
That was Wendy Gillespie speaking with her old friend and colleague, Michael McCraw. Our featured release this hour is a two-disc recording of the solo violin partitas and sonatas of Johann Sebastian Bach from Baroque violinist Stanley Ritchie. We'll hear dances from the third partita. ¶¶
Thank you.
We heard dances from the third partita for solo violin in E major by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Stanley Ritchie from the recording Bach, Sonatas and Partitas for Solo Violin. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found on our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.